there's got to be a morning after. If we can hold on through the night, we have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the storm. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm? It's not too late, we should be giving. Only with love can we climb. It's not too late, not while we're living. Let's put our hands out in time. There's got to be a morning after. We're moving closer to the shore. I know we'll be there by tomorrow.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome two special guests into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, the one and only Bob O'Connell. Welcome back, Bob.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks very much for having me.
Bob is the director of the Narragansett Bay Chorus, and he is here to talk about a very special event coming up on September 9th. And accompanying him is a very special guest. Gail Jencic is here. Welcome back, Gail.
Thanks, Mike.
Nice to have you with us. Gail is the director of the Coastline Show Chorus, a many-time championship group as a representative of Sweet Adelines International. And you're probably wondering why we started this show with Maureen McGovern singing There's Got to Be a Morning After. Well, that's very easily explained, because the Coastline Show Chorus and the Narragansett Bay Chorus are partnering up to have a very special concert on Saturday, September 9th, 3 o'clock at McVinney Auditorium in downtown Providence. We'll give you a lot more details about the location, but the special guest is going to be Maureen McGovern. She is a multi-Grammy nominee, a Broadway and recording artist. She's been around for a long, long time. Morning After was probably her first big hit, but there were several others, including a love theme from Superman and all those things. We'll play some of those for you today. But I want to get back to Bob and Gail and talk a little bit about the two choruses that are sponsoring this show. And let's start with Gail. I mentioned that many times, a championship group, and you are again, once again, for what, the eighth
time?
Right,
this was our eighth win this past spring, which has qualified us to go to the international contest, which next time will be held in St. Louis, Missouri in October of 2018.
So you won last spring at Symphony Hall in Springfield, Massachusetts.
That's right.
And this is, well, as you said, number eight, but the amazing thing about number eight is that in the last almost 20 years, you've never been defeated, have you?
Nope. So far, so good. We have not lost a contest in many, many years.
That's pretty amazing. So Sweet Adelines International, the largest singing organization in the world, and their Region 1 area, which is mostly New England, a little bit of New York, right?
Yeah, a little bit of New York and a couple of choruses in the Montreal area.
Okay, and so that encompasses a wide area. And Coastline Show Chorus, which is a group of about 60, 65 women, something
about that,
like that,
yep.
is the champion, and they will be putting on the concert, partnering up with the Narragansett Bay Chorus, of course, of which I am a member.
Yes, you are.
And Bob and I have been singing together for, again, about 20 years, about that range, in a couple quartets, one called Roadshow for many, many years, which you'll get to hear later in the program, and currently Trade Secret Quartet, which we are very proud to say are the current senior champions of the whole northeastern part of the country. Bob, let's talk about a little bit about your background. Before barbershopping, you had a life before you were the director of the Narragansett Bay Chorus. You started out as a child.
I started out as a child, right, I did. Started playing music when I was the ripe old age of 5. Started on the organ, went to piano at 12, and went to the University of Lowell for music education, music performance, and then became a lounge lizard of a piano bar player.
A lounge lizard is a nickname we give guys like Bob that play, you know, at the piano, you throw the tips in the jar, that kind of thing, and request a song.
And I'd play any song that you wanted, yes.
It's 2:45. And Gail, you started out as a child, but not so much singing.
No.
Kind of dancing, right?
Yep, as a dancer. Irish step dancer, theater dancer. Yep, I didn't really start singing much until I started being attracted to Sweet Adelines, and I kind of looked at it as a chance to dance and sing a little. And in fact, the opposite has become true. I've learned so much about singing and the craft of four-part a cappella singing and the human voice. And all of that has been as a result of the educational opportunities that Sweet Adelines provides all of their members should we choose to take advantage of it.
What a deal. And you're kind of unique in the fact that you're one of a handful of people across the world that make their living coaching barbershop quartet
yes,
singing.
Yes, I do. I'm very fortunate that I get to do what I love, and people hire me to do that.
All right. We'll talk a little bit more about that, a little bit more about the choruses in a couple minutes, but I want to get to another piece of music. And Morning After was definitely Maureen McGovern's biggest hit, but there was one that I remember, but I wasn't even familiar with the fact that she recorded it. It was the love theme from Superman, and it's called You Can Read My Mind.
Don't know who you are, just a friend from another star. Here I am, like a kid out of school, holding hands with a god, I'm a fool. Will you look at me, quivering like a little girl, shivering? You can see right through me. Can you read my mind? Can you picture the things I'm thinking of? Wondering why you I'm the one. the little girl shivering. You can see right through me. If you need a friend, I'm the one to fly to. If you need to be loved, here I am. Read my mind.
Beautiful voice of Maureen McGovern. And Bob, it's interesting to me as listening to you as a musician that puts a lot of this kind of music together. Sometimes there's theme songs or there's music that just seems to fit. And I can remember very specifically the Superman movie where he kind of lifts Lois Lane up in the air and that song was playing. And I had no idea it was Maureen McGovern.
I didn't either until I looked at the credits at the end and said, oh, that's who that is. Yeah.
Now, you're a longtime music arranger. You do a lot of the charts, as we call them in the industry, for the Narragansett Bay Chorus and our quartets. And where does your inspiration come from to just sit down at the piano and decide to arrange a song in our style of singing?
Well, what I wind up doing is taking songs that really touch me in some deep way, whether they're a ballad or an uptune. If I listen to somebody like Sinatra or so, or Josh Groban, and whatever really just kind of touches me in that specific way, I then just sit there at the piano and say, well, let's see if we can make that song something that either the quartet or the chorus would enjoy doing.
Excellent. And I know there's lots of arrangements that we've done over the years that are yours, and there are other arrangements that you kind of fix a little bit. I know that, as we call them, Bobo them. in other words, taking a song that maybe someone else has arranged and put it into your own style. And NBC is fortunate to have lots of those arrangements. Narragansett Bay Chorus is who I'm speaking about. And if you'd like information about the Narragansett Bay Chorus, the website is very simple. It's Sing, S-I-N-G, N-B-C, for Narragansett Bay Chorus, .com. So singnbc.com. And if you'd like to call and get information about the concert that's coming up on Saturday, September 9th, it's a 3 o'clock matinee at the beautiful McVinney Auditorium, you can call the phone number 401-437-6043. 401-437-6043. 6043. And I do want to talk more about the McVinney Auditorium, but we'll do that in the next segment. Because, Gail, you used to work with a group in Dallas, Texas called the Richtones.
That's
world
right.
Champions.
Yeah, multiple-time world championship chorus. And they had Maureen McGovern on their show several years ago. And I went down for the show and the master class. And I had always been an admirer of Maureen McGovern's voice, but had never actually really seen her in person, certainly. And I have become such a fan of her because of her command of her voice and because of her graciousness, because of her really warm and genuine personality. Kind of surprising to see that in someone as well-known and well-versed as she is.
All right. Speaking of well-versed, she has a greatest hit album we've taken some of these songs from. And this next one is going to feature a singer that is familiar probably to most of our audience, Pasco Domingo. And they do a little duet. We'll listen to A Love Until the End of Time and then be back with more.
I love you with a heart that knows November too. A love I never thought I'd find.
Just once and never comes again. A love until the end of time.
I gave you all the love I have in me.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with Gail Jensik from the Coastline Show Chorus and Bob O'Connell from the Narragansett Bay Chorus. And both of them will be involved in a great concert coming up on Saturday, September 9th, 3 o'clock at McVinney Auditorium in downtown Providence with special guest Maureen McGovern. The show will consist in the first half of the Narragansett Bay Chorus, a quartet called Beantown Buds, which we'll talk about momentarily, and then our quartet Trade Secret, just a couple songs, then the Coastline Show Chorus, a few tunes, and then the second half of the program will be entirely devoted to Maureen McGovern. That's why I was listening to her music today. And one of the things that, Gail, you sang in a quartet for many, many years.
Yes, I did.
And we had an unusual opportunity a few years ago. Bob and I were singing in a group called Roadshow, and you were with New York...
Diamond Cut.
Yes. And we had the opportunity to make a recording and put the two quartets together in an eight-part version of this next song that you're about to hear called And So to Sleep Again. And I thought it'd be fun to play this because the quartet that's on the program that's going to sing a couple songs for us, Beantown Buds, are a mixed group. And Bob, you just finished singing in a quartet with the baritone singer of Beantown Buds.
Both you and I did, actually.
Yeah, I was there too, that's right. Chad Putka is the baritone, and he sang with Bob and I at Theater by the Sea and Music Man, and amazing talent, a great young man. And Kai Outerbridge is the bass of the group, and the lead singer is Amanda Pitts. And
the tenor is Martha Horton.
So they will be on the program as a little example of some barbershop quartet singing.
And what's fun about this group is that they're all under the age of 25. So it's very fun to see all these young people embracing this art form with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of talent.
All right. And one thing about Amanda, she sang in that contest on what day of the week in Baltimore just a couple weeks ago?
All right. That was Friday night, and Beantown Buds came in third.
Worldwide.
Worldwide, yeah, which was really exciting.
A mixed quartet contest. It was held in Baltimore.
And then the next day, she sang in a quartet called Adrenaline, and Martha sang in a quartet called Leo, and Leo came in eighth in the world, and Adrenaline came in first in the world.
All right, and Leo is made up mostly of Coastline people.
All Coastline people, and the Young Women's Contest on this Saturday, which both those quartets placed in and Amanda won, is a contest for women 25 years old and younger. And the youngest competitor in that contest in a different quartet was 13 years old. It was really fun to see.
Wow, and so that quartet was made up of Martha and... Alyssa
from Coastline Show Chorus, and Kate from Coastline Show Chorus, and Jolie.
There you go. All right. And so we're going to listen momentarily to this song, And So to Sleep Again. And Bob, you didn't actually arrange this one. We're going to get to hear one in a few minutes that you did arrange. But this one, you kind of made it work.
Yeah, I bobbed it up a little bit.
All right. Here we go. And So to Sleep Again.
Can ease this.
Well, Bob, that brings back a few memories, singing with Gail and her quartet, and So to Sleep Again.
It sure does.
It was a lot of fun. In the next segment, we'll listen to one more mixed arrangement, which is Making Whoopee, and that is your arrangement, right, Bob?
That was my arrangement, right.
All right. Let's get back to Maureen and talk a little bit about the fact that she is coming, and I've said a couple times that she's going to be appearing at McVinney Auditorium, and neither one of you have had the privilege yet of going into McVinney and seeing it, but I can tell the audience and both of you that it is a great place to see a concert like this. It's been completely renovated, several million dollars invested, and it's stadium seating, so there's not a bad seat in the house. We've had to move this show. It was originally scheduled to be at the Ocean State Theater in Warwick, and we were going to be doing a matinee in an evening, but when Ocean State unfortunately closed, we were forced to find a new home, and we were very fortunate to find McVinney Auditorium. They've been very welcoming to us, and because it's twice the size of Ocean State, we'll only be doing one show, a 3 o'clock matinee. And now, Gail, Coastline Show Chorus will be singing 7 or 8 songs.
Right.
And give us some examples of some of the songs you sing, some of the styles.
Almost Like Being in Love from Brigadoon, Can't Buy Me Love from the Beatles, You Don't Know Me, which is a standard ballad. We have a new gospel tune. We have a comedy piece, Spike Jones, Cocktails for Two, so it's a nice variety.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Bob, how about NBC? What kind of songs will they be singing?
Well, NBC will wind up doing one of my arrangements, which is a medley of That Cat Is High and It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, Driving Me Crazy. We're doing a gospel tune, Goodbye World. And
a tribute to the armed forces,
and
too.
A tribute to the armed forces.
All right, so that'll all be happening along with the two quartets that are appearing. Let's get to another Maureen song. We were talking off air during the break the fact that this is a cover, as they call it in the industry. In other words, somebody else made this famous, and Maureen put it on her greatest hits album. And Bob, you won the prize, I think. You came up with who originally made the song.
I think
song
it's
popular.
Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, and Maureen now doing Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
Take my eyes off of you.
Bob, earlier I asked you about how you get the inspiration for songs, and we're going to have an example now of our Quartet Roadshow singing a song that was very inspirational because it had to do with the three of us in the studio. You came up with an original introduction to this song that you wrote kind of for me, and then you and I and a friend of ours, Al St. Louis, sang it to Gail when... I proposed to Gail.
You sure did.
The magic of radio is disappearing, and they're understanding that Gail and I are actually married been together for almost 25 years. And so that's a long time.
Yes, it is.
Wow. What do you mean, yes, it is?
Just saying that.
But here's a song that is familiar to most people, Chanson d'amour.
From Manhattan Transfer.
Manhattan Transfer arrangement, basically, that you kind of rearranged, and then you wrote this introduction. Now, the introduction, you wrote the words and the lyrics.
The words and the lyrics. Yeah, Mike, I did that.
And came up with the music. And now, how do you know in your head that something like that is going to fit to the song that you're trying to put it to, that everybody knows?
I had no idea, to be honest with you. the melody just came to me one night while I was just about to go to sleep, and went down to the piano and started playing around and came up with some lyrics, because I loved chanson, but I always thought it was a little short and needed an intro. And so...
All right. Well, Gail, prepare yourself. You're going to get to hear it again, just like we did all those years ago when we sang it to you. And then, fortunately for me, you said yes.
I never knew that the sky was so blue till you came and showed me the color of love. I have you by my side, dear, forever and ever. There'll be no one but you. Chanson d'amour, ra-ta-da-ta-da, play encore. Here in my heart, ra-ta-da-ta-da, more and ta-da-ta-da, I adore. Each time I hear. Ra-ta-da-ta-da, chanson d'amour.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Bob O'Connell, the director of the Narragansett Bay Chorus, and master director Gail Jensik of the Coastline Show Chorus. And Gail, lots of times when I have groups on my program, Conducting Conversations, people call up and they say, how can I join that group, or when do they have auditions, or do you have to wait till the season is over? But Coastline doesn't have a particular season as such, do they?
We do not. We rehearse basically all year round, as Ed Narragansett Bay does, take time off during the Christmas season and a little bit in the summer. But we go all the other weeks of the year, and members are welcome, guests are welcome anytime. We meet on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Welcome Center at the La Salette Shrine in Attleboro, Massachusetts. And we will be having a membership an open membership teaching session starting the 13th of September. We'll be offering 4 weeks of a cappella lessons, learning a new song, and those are free to anybody who wants to come and test it out and see what it's all about and learn something more about four-part harmony a cappella.
At the La Salette Shrine, the famous La Salette Shrine.
The famous La Salette Shrine.
And the Welcome Center, beautiful facility in Attleboro. So if you'd like to get directions, you can do that by going to the Coastline website, which is
coastlineshowchorus.org, or you can call the Coastline and NBC phone, which is 401-437-6043.
All right. And Bob, NBC also takes members in just about any time of the year?
Absolutely. Anytime. Any man, does not matter of your age, from the teens all the way up. Our youngest member is 17 or so, and our oldest, Stan, is, what, he's 92 now?
I think 93.
93
actually.
Now.
So 17 years old for RJ and 93 for Stan. Yep. So we have a lot of in the middle there, most of them.
Most of them.
And what about capabilities of singers? Do they have to be like me and be a musical genius?
Yes, they have to be just like you as a musical genius. Really, any folks are very welcome there. We teach, we give instructions. We're very welcoming to every man who wants to come and enjoy the fun of singing. Four-part a cappella.
All right, let's get to another Maureen song. This one is called Very Special Love.
I found a very special love in you.
Several years ago, when I was in Dallas, Texas, I had the great privilege of emceeing the show, which Maureen McGovern was on, with the Rich Tones Chorus, and that was a great, great opportunity. But even more impressive for me was the Sunday morning after the two concerts we had on Saturday. She gave a masterclass that I had the privilege of moderating, and watched her take professional-level singers, bring them up on the stage, and talk them through how to make their performances even better. And Gail, we have that opportunity coming to Providence.
We do. The Sunday morning after the September 9th concert at McVinnie Auditorium, there will be a master class from 11 in the morning until 12:30, and there will be four singers, two men and two women, who will get to work with Maureen in front of the audience. And her specialty is not just great vocal production and vocal skill, but also the heartfelt emotion of the song and how to get that. She gets that out of the singer in a way that they have never experienced before. It's really worth coming to see her do that.
Okay, and we should tell you, because you may recognize some of these names, the first woman she's going to work with is the lead singer of Wake the Neighbors, a medalist Sweet Adeline Quartet, Stephanie Goddard. And then the second singer is our friend Chad Putka, who was in Music Man, the lead singer in the quartet Music Man, and he is a music teacher in Providence. The third person is going to be Stacy Geer. Stacy has a long history in theater. She is a voice teacher and just recently performed with Bob and I in Music Man at Theater by the Sea. And then she followed that up. That wasn't keeping her busy enough with being in Beauty and the Beast, another hit at Theater by the Sea. And then our fourth person is going to be Dr. Fred Scheff. He is a voice teacher and has lots of music students, as well as a theater person. As a matter of fact, played the lead in Les Mis that Gail, you and I saw at Ocean Stages.
Yeah, he's spectacular.
Spectacular. So those four people will be brought up on the stage. You can watch them be coached by Maureen McGovern. That's Sunday morning, but you have to call ahead to get tickets. Call that number, 401-437-6043. And once again, Gail, if they're looking for information about Coastline, they go to the website.
Yes, please go to coastlineshowchorus.org or call that same number, 401-437-6043.
All right. And Bob, we talked briefly about membership and getting people involved in the Narragansett Bay Chorus. Men will go to the Narragansett Bay Chorus, females the Coastline Show Chorus. And where can we be found?
Certainly go to our website, singnbc.com. Well, we rehearse every Thursday night at the Knights of Columbus on Bassett Street in North Providence. We start around 7:30, so please come by, see what we're all about. I think you'll enjoy yourself.
We do a lot of different things. As a matter of fact, this coming Thursday night, we'll be singing the national anthem at McCoy Stadium in Pawtucket, and then we'll be, as soon as we do that, we'll be rushing back to our rehearsal hall in North Providence. But then we have the show coming up in a couple weeks at McVinnie Auditorium. Then we are off to beautiful downtown Hartford area for a competition. We'll also be doing concerts at St. Columbus Church and Middletown in October. And we'll be doing a big holiday show with the Coastline Show Chorus that we have done for the last couple years that sold out. Normally at La Salette Shrine, it's a beautiful environment. That's going to be the first Saturday in December. We'll give you more information about that when it gets closer. But I do want to mention McVinnie Auditorium one more time. It is a beautiful facility. It is a great place to listen to a concert. Has all the great creature comforts, as they say. Nice, comfortable seating in a stadium style, so you don't have to worry about anyone sitting in front of you with a big hat or big hair. It's a great spot, and there's really not a bad seat in the place. It also has free parking. Let me say that again. Free parking in beautiful downtown Providence. That's not something you get to hear about often. A lot of people get excited about that. That's right. You know, free parking in downtown Providence. So if you're as excited as obviously the crowd here in the studio is, make sure you take advantage of that. And now Bob and Gail are both holding their heads going, I can't believe he just did that. But I did.
Yep.
So
and you're married to him, Gail.
I know. Yeah.
So we're going to go out with one more song that we promised to do for you. And in this particular song, it's a Bob O'Connell arrangement that was recorded live in beautiful downtown Ottawa, Canada.
Ottawa, Canada.
A few years ago, roadshow in a group called After Hours. And friends of ours that were champions of Harmony Incorporated were on a show together, and we went to the party, the cast party afterglow, after the show. It's called an afterglow, and held the music in our hands and put the microphone in front of us and did this for the first time, and this was the result. Came out pretty good. We'll listen to that, but I want to thank you, Gail, for coming in today.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Look forward to seeing the Coastline Show Chorus on Saturday, September 9th at McVinnie Auditorium. And, Bob, thank you.
Always a pleasure, Mike.
We'll see NBC on that same show, McVinnie Auditorium, Saturday, September 9th, 3 o'clock. One more time, the phone number to call, 401-437-6043. And we'll go out with a Bob O'Connell arrangement of Makin' Whoopee.
Another bright, another June, another sunny honeymoon, oh yeah, another season. The groom is nervous, he answers twice, twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make a whoopee. Ba 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 picture. Same sweet love nest. See what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious. He is so. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
That's what you get for making whoopee.
Whoopee. That's what I got for making whoopee. Oh.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.